After the old myth that women are just bad with money, we know it's not true. But what is revealing is that most women of color are leaving money on the table because they are avoiding or not having these money conversations. Let's talk about it on today's episode. This is the Brown Way to Money podcast, where women of color in business find their financial independence path. Welcome back, sis, to another episode of the Brown Way to Money podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about important money conversations, especially as an entrepreneur, that we are not having. And this is not like, I'm just seeing this. No, this comes from the report that we have done serving how women of color are experiencing money. So yes, there is a chance that you are avoiding or not having, you are avoiding or going in tangents about these conversations, and you should be talking about this, and you should be asking questions about these questions, because that's where the money is. So if you are ready to earn more, to actually expand the money that you are receiving and to start building wealth, these are the conversations that we need to be paying attention. Quick update before we get into the whole episode. Familia, sis, we are growing. Brown Way to Money is soon becoming a whole network. Yes. Podcast network, and we are adding a second podcast, Side Hustles IRL, Side Hustles in Real Life. And on this show, you're going to hear from those who are actually doing it, those who have successfully built a side hustle that brings in at least $2,000 per month. First episode will roll on March 1st. So you can go ahead and start following us right now and share it with other people you know will benefit. Let me take some water and hold your hand while I do this. You should be talking about money, about your financial expectations, about the big vision that you want for your life financially and exponentially every single day, period. Only good things happen where women of color have more money, period. Now, I think this is going to be a very small episode, very quick episode, but we're going to get into the meat. I am talking today about three specific conversations. If you want the full five conversations that we have spotted out of this report, you can go to the link that I have put on the show notes that says five conversations and download it there. We can also put it on brownwaytomoney.com/5conversations, and you can subscribe and get your five conversations, and you can download it there as well. Okay, the first conversation, pattern number one, or the first conversation, pricing. So pricing, why is it important to have? Because it's the entry point of your money in your business. Are you having the pricing conversation? Perhaps. Are you having it in a way that actually helps you to build yourself financially in a successful way? I don't know. And that's why this is the conversation that you're going to start having. So most of women of color are pricing out of the market, how the market is doing, how my neighbor is selling, whatever, right? How my competence. So really only pricing based, like market pricing, only using the market as a point of pricing, but you are not using your reality. And these are money conversations that you need to have. What that means, pricing for the market and not for your reality. Well, that means that today I decided that I am going to become bread brand. I'm going to do bread. I am going to go to the five bakeries that are around the town, around the city, and see how much they are charging for that specific bread that I want to make. And I found out that out of the five, two are charging $2 and three are charging $4. So I am going to price myself in the two because I am just studying. And who is going to pay for a $4 bread if I'm just studying? That is not a conversation. That is an assumption that you have made. The conversation that you need to be having, even if it's only with yourself, and if you have the opportunity to have somebody around the, who has done something similar, maybe it's not in the bakery, but maybe it's on the cake industry, right? It's not just bread, but it's our cakes or cookies or things like that in your industry. These conversations are very powerful. But if you are there, right, and then you're just talking about pricing just because they have done it, this is not a conversation. You have just throw spaghetti to the wall. Now, what is a conversation that you need to be having? Well, the ones that are not going to leave money on the table. What are my costs? How much does it cost me to make this, right? What is my buffer? What is my profit? Why am I going to do that? How much do I need to get to my big vision according to the plan? What is the percentage of profit that I'm going to put on that pricing? Where are the margins? What is my fixed cost and my flexible cost or variable cost? What is my customer saying about that pricing as well? What is, in economic terms, this is called the elasticity. What, like how much the customer is willing to pay for that type of bread? What is going to make me different and how much that is perceived as a value on my customer? How much different that is from my competition? All of these things are conversations that you need to be having so that you can understand pricing that serves you and not just a market kind of base pricing. I think this is where most women are leaving money behind, because the reality is that if Bakery 1, 2, and 3 have done their pricing the same way that you have done, they have no idea why they're doing that pricing. And that's why in a year from now, you're not going to see them running a business, because they never covered the cost, because they never had profit, because they never paid themselves. You don't know that. You don't know their business, right? So might as well do the work for you. Now, that first conversation in itself is going to guarantee you to expand your earning potential. Hear me talking about feedback with your customer, not just, I think you will pay that. No, feedback about how much they're willing to pay, elasticity, and all of these things. It's a process. But you need to start by having the conversation. Start where you can control it, your cost. Start where you can control it. How much do you need to be making to cover your taxes, right? So that conversation is on your table. You just need to start being participant of it. Now, the second conversation that I want to tackle here is funding everyone and everything without assessing. Going to take a breath here, because especially as a Latinas, especially as a Black woman, we have culturally have a way of supporting and showing support that kind of confuses funding everything and everyone. And I get it. We want to do what we want to do, what we can best do with what we have. However, you cannot fund everything and everyone if you don't know what you can fund. Quick interruption of this episode, because the only way that we can get to grow this podcast is with your help. Please go ahead and leave us a review. If you are in Spotify, leave us a comment and rate this podcast. If you are watching from YouTube, then leave us a comment, subscribe to the channel. Apple Podcasts, all the reviews are very, very helpful. Help us to get more Black, Brown, and Latina women talking about money, breaking that generational cycle of money. Thank you. What you can afford and how you can do that. And that is also why having the first conversation that we talked about so important. Because if you don't know your cost, if you don't know how much runway you have actually, how are you going to make these kind of decisions? So funding everything and everyone is really a financial trauma response. If you look at like deep down into it, it's avoidance of wanting to, perhaps feeling guilty of wanting to avoid that feeling of that guilt feeling, that feeling of, I don't want to be out of the tribe. It's really an emotional driven type of thing that it is not helping. And the only way that we can become aware of that is through talking about it in a safe space, talking about it, listening to it. If you listen to the podcast episode, perhaps the one before this, perhaps two before this episode, I talked about the necessity of be talking about money with your group of friends, right? Or with the chat. But I also talked about some resources that you might be finding important right now to be having these kind of conversations. Now, the other conversation, and this is the third one out of the five, if you want to have all five conversations that we have spotted, you can go to brownwaytomoney.com/5conversations and download it there. The third one that we have spotted is avoid planning by jumping straight into quote unquote investing. I come from a very financial bookkeeping background. If you know my story, if you have watched my TikTok, that if you have not, I will link it below as well. But I come from a family of accountants. I was playing with invoices at the age of 6. So naturally, I went into bookkeeping school. I graduated with a bookkeeping background and then did finances as a bachelor's degree. So my background is very structured, and all of this to say that to me, there is a difference in the term. It's different when you say expenses and when you say investments. But that's my economic accounting background. I understand for mindset ways, and I understand for maybe sales perspective, having to use the word investment is nice because you are really investing energy, money, resources into something, right? Because you have the ability to create that return on investment. However, what the money conversation that we are avoiding and that is important to have is that we are doing those quote-unquote investments, quote-unquote, because as the financial background and accounting background that I cannot call it investment. It's still an expense. It's still you're paying for something. Let's call it a paying something, right? You're doing it without any kind of planning. You're doing it based on hopes. You're doing it based on hype. You're doing it based on what other people have told you. But how does it fit in your planning? How does it complement what you're doing? How does it come and strategically is becoming part of the path that you have drawn for yourself? So the Brown framework in the Brown Way to Money tell us that B is a big vision, R is removing financial trauma, O is owning your voice, D is wield the right questions, asking the right questions, asking the questions to the right people that you need to be asking. So part of planning is asking those questions that are important to your business based on that big vision, based on that path that you want to walk, and start asking, is this really what I need? How can you assess? And this is going to be the biggest takeaway for this conversation. How can you assess that the money that you are paying, whether you're calling it an investment, an expense, or whatever you want to call it, but the money that you're paying now is coming back to you as a tangible thing for your business, for yourself, or for your big vision? And if it doesn't come back like that, just know and be aware that you're making that decision. But the way that we are leaving money on the table but avoiding this conversation is that every high becomes an investment, is that every social media launch becomes an investment. And sometimes it doesn't have to. And sometimes it is not in alignment. And sometimes it is just things that sound good, but that they won't add to have that big vision that you want to have. So three conversations that you can start having today to expand that earning potential that you are currently having with your business. Okay, I'll see you in the next episode. Okay, did you hear something that you liked in today's episode? If so, don't keep it to yourself. Go ahead right now. Yes, right now, before this episode ends, and send this episode to those three friends, three girlfriends that you know you can go to talk about finance, independence, money, business, growth, entrepreneur life, and all of these juicy topics. Share this episode with them, because that is the only way we can grow together. I'm Alejandra Rojas, your host, and I will see you next week.